Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
All right, guys, we're going to get to a real cool thing, I think, when it comes to the naming of the indoor facility. Before we get to that and how to fix the basketball program, who's this hot Russian chick that everybody's talking about?
Yeah, we did not have time to squeeze that into the Mike Conti in case you missed it. But in case you have missed the work of Anastasia Brizgalova.
Is that her name?
You bet it is.
Okay.
Yeah, Anastasia Brizgalova. It just sounds naughty, doesn't it? Anywho, Russian Olympic curler whose looks are being compared to Angelina Jolie and Megan Fox.
It sounds naughty.
It just does. Let's go home and watch lovely Anastasia Brizgalova and the curling. Anyway, she's a beautiful brunette, and there are pictures of her, and people are reacting, and she's getting creating kind of a buzz. There's always some crazy curiosity at every Olympics. We've talked about this. There's that it girl, whatever. Anyway, for nerds that are watching curling or just regular Joes, they've been quite smitten with this young lady.
So who is – so when does she lift again?
No, she's a curler.
My fault. I apologize.
I mean, she's lifting a broom.
I'm sorry. My fault. I got caught up.
Lifter. Yes. No, again, 25-year-old Russian curler said to look like a model being compared to actors I just mentioned, Angelina Jolie and Megan Fox. A lot of guys are reacting. Apparently, she's trending now on social media, so she's trending. I'm not sure when you'll see her curl again, but her name is Anastasia Brizgalova. Mm. So look it up and enjoy.
Will she make you watch curling now?
A little bit. Like, remember, Swedish team had some competitors last winter.
Sweep.
I don't know what she's yelling at, but very passionate about what they got to do there.
All right, one more time. What's her name so I can look for?
One more time. Say it with me, boys and girls. Let's go watch the very beautiful Anastasia Brizgalova.
All right, man. As far as the dogs, and we go on the sidelines with the dogs each and every day, brought to you by our friends at Bright Box.
Also brought to you by Bright Box. 770-901-2500 for all your man cave needs and for electrical work as well. They are a cool rate company. They want to distance themselves from the Russian curler. Back to you.
All right. News coming out today, Mike, and this is kind of cool. You know, when you have these naming situations where you have a new facility, the dogs obviously have the new indoor facility. They've been wanting it for a long time. They got it. But what's the name of it?
Yeah, it was dedicated last year, but they had to wait till the Georgia Board of Regents approved it. And what better person than a guy that has done so many things for Georgia, for Atlanta, for a lot of the world of sports, William Porter Payne, Billy Payne. It'll be the William Porter Payne Indoor Athletic Facility. And the Georgia Board of Regents earlier today approved the naming, I should say. And well, who better than Billy, former Georgia Bulldog himself.
I absolutely love it. I think that's very cool. I think it's appropriate. Mm-hmm. And as you said, well-known guy as far as the state of Georgia and worldwide, to be honest.
I mean, getting the Olympics here to Atlanta, which think about that. Think about how, I mean, in 96, I mean, Atlanta wasn't half the city it is today, if you could argue about all the things that are going on now. But, you know, Billy Payne doing that. And then when Augusta really needed a shot in the arm from a PR standpoint, he takes over for Hootie Johnson and does some really great things at the Masters as well. So congratulations to William Porter Payne. He's the name for the indoor facility.
Pretty cool, man. As we talk about the dogs, one of the things we've been talking about is the basketball program. And what do you do? Where do you go? How do you fix this? And I say fix it in the sense that, guys, I don't think there's any secret. The dogs should be a tournament team. Year in and year out, they should be competing for a chance to go to the NCAA tournament. Should they have a shot to win it? Who knows? The talent level is here. And if you do, if all you got to do is look around the NCAA and look at the kids that are from the state of Georgia that are playing elsewhere. Wendell Carter was just here the other night, right? Playing for Duke now. And when you start talking about what Mark Fox hasn't done, he hasn't done enough in his 9 years, right? We've said this. So what if I told you I could propose a coach who coached two of the biggest programs in the history of college basketball? What if I told you I had a coach whose teams hadn't lost, or should I say have won more than 20 games every year since 2002-03? What if I told you I had a brand that I could bring? And it wouldn't cost you as much as you think because he's in prove-it mode. What if I told you that Georgia should go after Rick Pitino?
Now, my first reaction when you brought this up earlier, I'm like, what? Because I went back to the Herrick days, because that's the time Dr. Adams brought a guy that had, unfortunately, a slime trail behind him. And then it panned out where, the guy didn't change his stripes. Rick Pitino's brand is toxic right now. But I do agree with everything you said. I would do it in a heartbeat, but Georgia won't touch him with a 10-foot pole.
Why? Do you want to revitalize your program? You want to get those recruits? You want to put guys in the NBA? You want to be relevant? Patino's 65. He's fired by Louisville. And here's the thing, guys, and I know a lot of you are going, he'll never work again. I happen to be in a state where a guy was a head coach and had a murder on his watch in Dave Bliss at the University of Baylor. Nobody thought Dave Bliss would ever work again. He's criminal.
Right.
What Patino did was involve himself, as many guys do, in a shoe business that really runs college basketball. Anybody that's around college basketball knows what's going on. Patino was in it. A lot of these guys are in it, and it looks bad. But he didn't have a kid murdered on his watch.
No, he did now have sex with outside his marriage, which some people nowadays say that's nothing between him and his wife, and if his wife forgives him, then why should we care? That's an incident that came up at Louisville. What about the prostitution ring and an assistant coach involved with that? Doesn't the buck still stop with him as head coach? By the way, I'm playing devil's advocate.
Absolutely.
Because I agree with you. I would do it because Georgia basketball means less than zero right now in the average sports fan here in Atlanta's mind.
I would tell you that as that information came out, and remember, that information really rolled off his back. He didn't know about it. Assistant coaches were involved in that whole, you know, that ring of
players.
So you're
saying there's enough plausible deniability there that shouldn't be an issue?
I believe that to be true. And my point is, if you really want to roll the dice, let's not go get a mid-major coach who we think can be good in 5 years. Why don't you go get a guy that's proven? And go get a guy that maybe cost you $2 million. Rick Pitino's not going to take – you don't have to pay him $6 million to come to Georgia.
Well, here's the thing. McGarrity, if you're the – just let's just say for argument's sake, let's say they were actually going to even consider this. You sit down with Rick Pitino and you say, first of all, you drop all your lawsuits with Louisville because I can't have that. We're going to move on from that.
All right.
Right? That, you would agree that would be a precondition?
That's fine.
Because there's no show cause penalty against Pitino.
You know
right
what Pitino has said? No, there is not.
Okay.
You know what he has said? Because, again, this wasn't about the way this played out. This wasn't an NCAA thing. Remember, this was an outside investigation that got involved.
FBI.
Either way, I think, Mike, the thing that Pitino wants is somebody to say, I believe in you. That I think you can still do the job, and I believe in you. And that's what he wants. And whoever's going to do that. And by the way, once we get done with the tournament, there are going to be a ton of jobs open. And it would not surprise me at all if some of these schools who have stones will approach him. Now, whether he takes the job or not. But, guys, I'm saying – I don't want the Dogs to go and look for a mid-major guy, and we're throwing names out that you've never heard, and they've had two seasons of 17 wins, and they go, he's got a bright future.
Right.
I'm presenting a guy that knows how to win and is consistently winning 20-plus games a year, and, oh, by the way, has two national championships at two of the major programs in the country.
Now, the Jim Harrick situation, remember, Dr. Adams kind of forced that on Coach Dooley. He was not having it, and then Adams brought him in. Remember, Adams had been come for Pepperdine, amongst other stops on his resume before he became the president of the UGA. I just remember that situation was pretty ugly. Remember the Sun had the class where you had how much is a 3-point shot worth and all that. But that's ancient history. That was 2003. The question I have for Georgia fans out there is Rick Pitino's brand so toxic you wouldn't consider it? I mean, do you feel that there's more than smoke? There's fire around Rick Pitino. You got to admit there's a lot of stuff that's going on there in the last 5 or 6 years at Louisville. That would maybe scare you off. Because, I agree with you. Because, hey, first off, I don't care. College basketball is so damn dirty anyway. If you want to become a Kentucky Light and have these kids play for a year or 2 years and get out of the NBA anyway, who cares? You know? You think Bruce Pearl is not going to have the NCAA on Auburn's door within the next 12 to 24 months?
Here's the danger I would look at if you were to consider Rick Pitino for Georgia. Kirby Smart has that athletic program on top right now.
Yes.
And what you don't want to do is have something else overshadow what's going on and all the good that's going on at Georgia right now. Because once Pitino, if he even gets mentioned as a possible coach here, all the negative heat is going to come to McGarrity's way and everybody associated with that program. Do they want to deal with something like that? I don't know.
And I would tell you that is a fair PR assessment when you start talking about these kinds of things. But I'm willing to tell you guys, somebody's going to give Pitino a shot. Somebody's going to give Rick Pitino a shot. If he wants to coach, and he said, again, really, he's taking this time off. He's thought about some things, but he wants somebody to say, I believe in you. By the way, if you talk to people in Louisville who I've had these conversations with, they'll tell you that they've been trying to get Rick Pitino for a long time. There was a lot of dysfunction there, and Tom Jerk was one of the guys that was there with him.
The athletic director had his back.
Yeah. So, you know, there were some boosters who didn't necessarily like the way things were going down. That's neither here nor there. All I'm telling you is he's out there. I don't know what they're going to do, but I'm telling you, I don't want to go with a guy that we're talking about, you know, Kent State and a guy that we're going to say, well, again, a mid-major guy, and there's nothing wrong with that. You work your way up, right. But unless you are really a proven guy, why not go get a proven commodity?
That's the thing. The next up-and-comer, I mean, we just talked to, there's a feature on ESPN about the athlete who's dealing with some really nasty health issues at Texas. Shaka Smart is not doing anything at Texas. He was the big thing for years at mid-majors. How about, let me throw a counter proposal at you, because Tony Schiavone has talked about this. I don't know if he's unhappy. I don't know if he's become disinterested. I know he's have to, you couldn't afford him if you're Georgia, but let me just throw, since we're having some wild scenarios that are never going to happen, how about go talking to Billy Donovan, the guy that knows how to build an SEC, an elite program that can win national championships,
now,
that can complement the football program the way they did down in Florida?
I would tell you that before we jump the gun and say he's not interested, the NBA is a different monster than the college basketball. As crazy as college hoops is, the NBA is a different deal. And if Billy, for whatever reason, behind the scenes, is not happy with having a star like Westbrook, not knowing the future of where that organization is going, they got to keep Paul George, and then they're probably going to have to attract another star there. You know, Melo signed. We know how that may play out. But, Mike, that's not a bad idea either. I love the idea of getting that kind of pedigree and a coach who knows how to do it and has done it in this conference. But you're going to have to pay him $6 million.
You remember Billy, when he was with Florida, he had the flirtation with Orlando, then he came back. And then, of course, eventually he finally just does make the jump to the NBA, which is every coach's dream, because you get to get paid a king's ransom. But that's the – I mean, you need to take the step. And whoever you are going to go after, if it is a name, you're going to have to spend it. I mean, that's the thing. Does Georgia have the wherewithal, Arthur, to actually do this the right way and make the basketball program relevant?
Well, Billy Donovan is making $30 million over his five-year contract with Oklahoma City.
Get it. Never mind.
But here's another wild – since we're throwing out wild names. Now, Deshaun may want to kill me once I say this, but the scandal that's going on at Michigan State, could it be the end of Tom Izzo there?
It's possible. But again,
but then what's the cool? I mean, what's the half life? Radioactive, right? I mean, how long is he untouchable? Is Tom Izzo's brand? I mean, we still don't know all the story about what's going on at Michigan State. Will he be able to survive it? I mean, I like Carl's excitement, and I'm throwing this out there. It's an exciting idea. I should say it's a great idea, but it'll never happen with Rick Pitino, because Rick Pitino to me is a toxic brand.
I hear you, Mike, but we thought Rick would never be fired either. There are crazier things that have happened. And if you're driving around right now and you're going, I'm one of those guys who never thought Rick would be fired. That's something most Georgia folks never thought would ever transpire.
He's 65, you said?
He's 65. I don't know if this is going to happen. To Mike's point, I doubt it would. But dream big. If you're going to do this and you're going to have a program that's relevant, you got to get a guy who knows how to do it. That's all I'm saying. Now, there's other names out there. We've heard Tom Crean, who was at Marquette,
well,
and then Indiana.
Now, flamed out at Indiana. That's the thing. I mean, there's all these retreads out there. And can you find the next big mid-major guy?
That guy in our town?
Well, I love Ron Hunter, but Ron Hunter doesn't get the juice for whatever reason. I don't get it. We'll talk to Ron tomorrow. He won't really be able to answer that question because he's currently coaching at Georgia State. I love it. First things first, a dynamic personality that gets people fired up. Say what you want about Bruce Pearl. And maybe Bruce Pearl's learned all his lessons, and maybe he's just been a victim of circumstance when he was in Tennessee. But Bruce Pearl has turned Auburn, that hasn't really been relevant for a long time, into a team now which could even be a potential number one seed in March Madness.
I'd see, and that's the thing for me. I mean, even if you're not getting three McDonald's All-Americans every year, can you take really good talent, Mike, and make them better? Pearl's done that at Auburn. Patino's done that his entire career. I mean, that's the kind of guy that you're looking for. And I mean, this is the conversation that's got to be had in the offseason. Now, with all of this said, it's Dukes and Bill. This is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're talking about the Dogs and the basketball program. But when they sit down and have these meetings and they start throwing out all these names and they've got, you know, the search committee and all of that, they are looking for certain criteria. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt. And I just think you've got to have an AD that's willing to roll the dice. Mm-hmm. McGarrity right now is as popular as he's ever been. If you were going to make this decision, now would be the time to do it, because coming off of what you did in firing Mark Richt and hiring Kirby and having the success, there's a lot of belief in your decision-making right now. I'm just saying.
Don't overestimate Georgia fans' ability to be upset about the ticket prices going up, too. I mean, I know what you're saying. I hear
that's the cost of winning.
I know, but it's a lot of Georgia. If you read the AJC about that, there's still Georgia fans that are a little hot and heavy about that. Hey, by the way, we've talked to a lot of coaches at Final Fours the last couple of years. Just when you have some guy whose stock is rising,
he falls off.
We've talked to a number of guys who thought it would be a nice fit for Georgia. First things first, do you care about winning? Do you care about what's going on at Stegman and turn this into a legitimate elite program? Half the SEC is going to the big dance. Why isn't Georgia?
All right, 404-741-0929. We're going to talk to you about it. 404-741-0929. I mean, seriously, Is there any reason why Georgia basketball can't be as relevant as the football program? They should be going to the tournament every year. We'll talk to you next. All right, I want to give you some numbers real quick, and then we're going to get to your phone calls. It's Dukes and Bell, and we are just bringing it up and talking about the fact that we think Georgia basketball should be relevant much more than it is. And who do you go get? Mark Fox just simply not getting it done, I think, at the end of this season. And they're not a tournament team, guys, as much as we want to think. Well, they'll make a run. They're not winning the SEC tournament.
They started off to a fantastic start, then the things went south. And you got the coach basically saying, I can't get these guys, you know, motivated. Yonte Mayton said, team's trying to own it. It's not like some of the players aren't checking out. It just ain't working. Two trips at a dance, and as long as he's been there and not advancing in the tournament. As we said, in a year now where other non-traditional basketball powers have put it together, Auburn and Alabama.
No doubt. And by the way, Alabama hasn't been to the tournament since 2012. Auburn, they hadn't been since 03. LSU, 2015. Mississippi State, 2009. Georgia went 2011, 2015. Mark Fox, obviously 0-2. But here's the thing. And if you're a dog or a dog fan, Dog Nation, and you hate Florida, and if I was to tell you that Florida's been to the tournament not just once, numerous times, and they have 16 wins since Mark Fox became the coach at Georgia, and Georgia has 0 wins in the tournament, how does that make you feel?
Right. Well, they found a way, Carl, to take the football success there, and you go, great job. Again, Jeremy Foley was the AD, having the foresight to go get a guy from the Rick Pitino tree, a young Billy Donovan, and they put things on the map. Now, remember, they had the advantage of having who's the Oklahoma coach? Was here with the Hawks, AT. Arthur, the old Hawks coach who coached at Florida. And was at Oklahoma.
Lon Kruger.
Thank you. I apologize.
He's at Oklahoma now.
But Lon Kruger's a guy that actually took them to a Final Four with a cast of cast offs. And then Billy got it cooking. The point we're getting to is they got a brand new facility down there. I know they put some money into Stegman a couple years back. It's not the old dump it used to be. But there's a chance to really make a step. Now, I think you're nuts with Pitino. I love it, but they'll never do it. But
Go get a brand.
Losing their minds on this.
Go get a brand. Let's talk to Ike, who's driving around the ATL. Ike, you're in the game with Dukes and Bell. Hey, man.
Hey, man.
What you thinking?
So I am a Florida fan, and I do hate Georgia, but you've got the last name right and the first name wrong. It's Richard Pitino up in Minnesota is your guy. And I'll tell you this, the one thing that is crazy to me about Georgia basketball, because I've been over there to Stegman, I've watched games, Stegman isn't the problem, it's the administration. They don't want to win basketball games. And I'll tell you this, you're not going to see Billy Donovan back in the NCAA unless it's at Duke or Kentucky. And that's one of the things that I think people globally don't understand about basketball in general. You got to get a guy that can get players. Otherwise, you're not going to win.
That's right. You're absolutely right.
Now, in the short term, whoever you're going to get to replace Mark Fox, he's got to keep this great recruiting class on the hook, right? You're supposed to have the best guard coming in.
Pitino does that.
Well, that's one point to Carl's point. And by the way, Richard Pitino, they're 14-9 right now in Minnesota. Last year, he took the Gophers to the first round of the tournament. Before that, you know, in his first year with the Tubby's guys, had a nice run, 125-13. He is 19 games over 500, Richard Pitino.
A nice little run there. He was kind of a talk last year during the tournament. It was an exciting story with him, his dad being who he is. Let's see what Jay is talking about. Jay, what do you think, man, about the Dogs and the basketball program? What's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, man.
Hey, so just me. When you think of Georgia, I mean, the first thing that comes to your mind is football. Nobody really talks about Georgia basketball. I mean, that's a football school.
Okay, so they should stop handing out scholarships then, I think, right? Probably, and just, you know, close the gym, don't you think? I mean, because, you know, the football, I mean, nobody cares.
But there is your classic. Now, not everybody has it, and I'm not trying to call the listener names, but that's a loser mentality. You say, we can never do it. We're a football school. What was Florida? What do you think the Florida Gators are? Granted, they didn't maximize the talent with Gallen Hall or all the other clown coaches they had before Spurrier. But the point is, why can't you have an elite football program and an elite basketball program at the same time?
That's why I gave you those numbers. Florida has 16 tournament wins since Fox has been there.
But aren't you like that? No, well, you know, we're football school. That's a
Come on, man.
I just hate when people do that. Oh, well, we can't. Well, you find the right guy and you'll do that. But it's a just like we talked about with the Hawks, Carl.
Hey, guys.
It's a transformative guy. You
gotta
find
him. Close the gym. Lock the doors. We're not doing basketball anymore at Georgia. All right? Come on, man. Didn't a guy named Dominique go there?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't he?
Yeah, but that was 1980.
Okay, quiet, AT. Yeah. John!
And a coach was wearing a plaid suit back then.
John and Conyers. I'm just saying, that idea, Mike, that's weak sauce thinking.
I know. I hate that stuff.
John, you're in the game. What's going on? Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Look, guys, I will follow anything UGA. If it has a G on it, I'm into it. Women's equestrian, horseback riding, whatever.
Right on.
I want Shaka Smart from Texas. He was the next big thing at VCU.
Oh.
He had a down year last year, 11 and 22. Maybe if he doesn't make the tournament this year, he's got a buyout we can do.
Oh.
He can recruit. He got Bamba there at Texas. I want him. I love Patino, but they'll never go for that name. Not somebody who's been through the ringer that much.
All right, man. Appreciate the phone call.
We were just talking, you and I, Carl, about Shaka Smart because they had that, was it E60 or the story on SportsCenter mm-hmm. about the young players kind of in a rallying cry for the, here's the thing, but not. They're just not winning. And you saw the game with Baylor last night. They go through some droughts where they can't score. They look disorganized. They look undisciplined.
I'm a Texas guy. I'm telling you, you don't want Shaka. Team's undisciplined. They don't finish games. We've been in six overtime games this year. They've won two, not because they're not talented. The talent is on the floor. They're not executing. And at this level, it is about coaching. All right, in the NBA level, it's about stars. Mm-hmm. At the college level, it is truly about coaching. That's why in the tournament – coaches like Coach K, and we talk about all these great coaches over the years, whether it's been Paterno or Calipari, those things matter because you're coaching guys up and putting them in a position or system to have success. In the NBA, LeBron won three games with average guys the other day.
Well, what also isn't helping Texas is the guy they ran off. Rick Barnes is doing good things over at Tennessee.
Rick Barnes didn't win enough with the talent he had.
I understand that. I understand.
You can't have T.J. Ford and Durant. And I could go through a list of 10 guys in the NBA, and we didn't win one championship.
Barnes was Fulmer without the national championship.
Exactly.
But since then, it has been a bit of a rocky road.
My producer just told me
he's
I'm too
close to it.
You're right, I am.
Now, look, I mean, Texas basketball is like Florida State basketball. It's undisciplined. You know, it's Hamilton does a nice job. He gets a big power forwards in there, and every now and again they make a run, but that's about as good as it gets.
But Smart's, you know, his the luster, the shine has kind of been taken off a little bit. He leaves, you know, VCU, and you're going, man, this guy's going to be the next big thing.
Yeah, but he was the next big thing for a while, too, wasn't he?
I mean,
he might have. You could argue he might have waited too long.
I was going to say, he might have. Maybe a year or two looked too long.
By the way, real quick, guys are asking for all these names, and we've talked about Greg Marshall. He's making, like, NBA money at Wichita State. So that's why he's in a mid-major, and he puts him in the tournament, and he's not leaving because he's getting paid a fortune.
That and, guys, he built it. I mean, they're a perennial power. I'm going to tell you something. There was a time Wichita State couldn't even get into some of these guys' houses.
Right.
He's going to guys' houses now and pulling them to go to Wichita State, and they never thought about going there. That's a different level of mid-major, if you still want to call it that. And he's making a ton of money. He's not leaving that job to come to leave to go to Georgia.
And by the way, Buzz Williams, Virginia Tech. I mean, he's starting to get things cooking. Virginia Tech, like, is for in perpetuity, but on the outside looking into the big dance, he got him in. I don't know. Isn't he kind of Mark Fox, a little bit better recruiting?
A little bit better recruiting. Let's grab Logan here in Kennesaw. Logan, what are you thinking, man? Welcome in.
Hey, man. So, I'm fed up. I mean, how the hell do you go 11-2 and then drop 9 of the next 11? I mean, the thing is, we have so much talent in the state of Georgia. Look at what happened when Kirby locked down the state.
Right.
I mean, we dominated. We took some of the top guys in the state, turned them into elite college football players, and it's only showing how much they've grown. If we can do the same thing in basketball, it's going to take the right coach. There's no reason why Georgia cannot be dominant, especially with the talent that is here.
Totally agree. I mean, that's kind of where we're at and why we're having this conversation today, as we say, here's an idea. Don't know if you're listening, right. But here's an idea.
Well, it's been going on 15 years since the Jim Herrick debacle, but I mean, I just think the university, and I can't speak for McGarity on this, but are they going to take risks in this? I mean, think about the basketball coaches, man. I mean, after Tubby, you had Ron Jersa. Then you went and you had Herrick. And, of course, we don't give money to young people. And you got Jeremy Schapp jumping out of the bushes, Carl, through what Expert says on ESPN. Then you got Felton. They were ready to fire Felton. Then they win the SEC tournament. Remember, that was the year they had the tornado downtown. I mean, it's like the most star-crossed program in the history of the SEC. But Bruce Pearl's got a cooking. Now, you can all snicker about, NCAA will be there soon. But if Bruce Pearl could get it cooking, why can't you take a chance to get Georgia cooking again?
There's no reason why. Mike, we appreciate you holding on. Mike, you're in Atlanta. You're in the game. Hey, man.
Hey, how y'all doing, fellas?
We're good, man.
All right, first thing is, you do not need Patino. If you get this guy in, he's going to ruin the program.
Wait. Stop. Ruin what?
There's nothing to ruin.
There's nothing to ruin.
See, I said the Raiders should not get Patino. But here's who you should get. He's a young basketball NBA coach, kind of like a Jay Williams or somebody that's going to turn the program around.
He said a Jay will. Jay's doing TV right now. I get you. I get where you're going with that.
But he's never coached.
No. And he's saying someone of that caliber that kids know that has, you know, maybe he wants to get into coaching. I don't know about Jay Will, by the way. I think he enjoys what he's doing. But I get it. You're talking about that kind of personality.
Well, let me ask you this, because years ago when I used to work with Pollock, a guy just brought it up on the text line, we used to talk kind of like Shaka Smart. Jeff Capel was the next big thing.
And
then Capel had his time at Oklahoma, Arthur, but it just, you know, it just didn't pop. Now, he's been back on the farm with Rick, I should say with Krzyzewski. Is it time for him to maybe get back in second time around like Belichick? Does he learn something and he's a little bit better at it?
He is, but I would tell you this. They've got three of the top 10 players going to Duke next year. He is waiting for that chance. I think he's the in-house
favorite. He's the coach waiting.
But to that point, though, do you want to be the man
after Coach K? After Coach K?
Yeah.
If you're the man getting Coach K the players, yes.
Well, guess what? Soon it'll be capable that Wojo will be back because he's not doing jack either. My coaching tree's a stump.
It is Dukes and Bell, man. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Appreciate all the input, guys. Here's the deal. We'll find out soon enough. But Georgia's got a big decision to make if they're serious about making their basketball program legit. And that's basically the bottom line. All right, coming up, man, we got to get to Yeah Man, No Man, our new segment.
Yeah Man, No Man. A lot of guys, by the way, say Yeah Man to Ron Hunter. Now, we'll ask Ron. He'll have to deflect that question, but Ron's coaching Georgia State. One of the few schools, actually the only school, that's got a shot of making March Madness right now.
Yo, here they come. Here they come, yo. Here they come. Here they come.
It is Dukes of Bell, and Dukes of Bell, and we are going to do our segment. We started this yesterday, guys, for those who just may be tuning in. It's called Yeah Man, No Man. You guys know we start off our show, and one of our catchphrases is, hey, man.
Hey, man.
And when you see us in the street, you know, a lot of guys come up to us, and they say that. So AT said, listen, we got to do something with Yeah Man, No Man. So he has the questions. He presents them to us. We've got points and counterpoints that we'll give, and we give it a yeah man or no man. So let's get this thing rolling, AT.
All right, let's go, guys. We talked about this earlier as the Warriors cruised past the Suns last night. They beat them 129-83. And on several occasions, Steve Kerr let his players coach the team during timeouts. The Suns didn't like it, but was it that big a deal?
No, man. I think the Suns are being a little bit sensitive. And here's the deal. You know, everybody in the NBA is trying to win games. I think Steve Kerr is trying to get his team motivated for the playoffs. I don't know if this worked, Mike, but the Suns, like you said, I think you put it really eloquently. They're like us. They're not going anywhere.
Yeah, they stink. I mean, they're in the mix for the ping pong balls. I heard there were some people in the feelings bag. I didn't know that was another one of these unwritten rules of sports. I love it. Kerr's trying to push some buttons, and the players, they took ownership of it, and that's what you want on any level. And the guys responded. It was kind of funny seeing guys taking Draymond Green seriously with the dry erase points. I got a yeah man on that.
At least he didn't get a technical.
Though. Right, correct. Hey, guys, LaVar Ball, he may be over in wherever the heck he is, over
Lithuania?
In Russia someplace.
Lithuania.
He's making more demands, saying he wants to see all three of his sons playing on the same team. Telling reporters, Lonzo will be on his third year, and I want to let every NBA team know that Lonzo isn't going to re-sign with the Lakers, but will go to any team that will take all three of my boys. Is there any chance of this happening?
Not in hell. It's not going to happen. And you know what? I don't even know what to say. Yeah, man or no man. I don't even know what the question is.
Damn.
Here's the deal. LaVar Ball, you're never going to have your sons playing on the same team unless you're the coach and it's an AAU team, okay?
Yeah.
It's not going to happen in the NBA. That's not how it works.
Yeah, good luck. You and Huey, Louie, and what was the other duck? I mean, yeah, good luck with that. The guy's out of his mind. And by the way, at some point, the Lakers are going to say to their player, it's time for you to cut the cord with your idiot father, okay? And there's one thing when, like, Richard Williams said Serena and Venus were going to be number one and two in the world. Everyone laughed, but he was right, and he knew what these guys, the ladies had as far as potential, and they accomplished it. This guy is a clown show, and shame on Fox and ESPN and anyone else for giving this guy the platform to make an ass out of himself.
Whoa, 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 you need to stay in your lane.
Yeah, so no man.
Well, this is what he doesn't understand. Lonzo's NBA contract is for 4 years with 3 years to run.
So he didn't even know how long his son's going to be a Laker.
What a jackleg.
Get up on your rules there.
Okay, so let's answer it together.
No, man.
Hey, ESPN has a story on its website right now that details the love affair many NBA stars have with wine.
Mm-hmm.
Are you two wine connoisseurs?
Yes, we are. Matter of fact, Carl and I, the first time we hung out in Vegas, he began to check and his wife's like, who ordered the dinner?
I think we went through maybe three bottles that night. Yeah, either way, yeah. Listen, I'll say this. Mike is a big grapes connoisseur, and he's on his game, by the way. And we're not trying to sound snobby.
And by the way, it doesn't have to be expensive to be good. You can like whatever you like. You like two, a 3-buck chuck at Trader Joe's, whatever works for you.
Some
man.
Ripple?
Yeah, I mean, well, that's not getting crazy. But I mean, it doesn't have to be expensive. Now, as you get to learn more about it, like everything else, you start to appreciate certain things and certain styles of grape, and you dig what you dig.
Yeah,
but you go do you.
I just had a bottle of Pinot the other night. It was absolutely great.
But it is interesting. I didn't realize these guys are all, I mean, when these guys, and not to mention, imagine being an NBA player with an unlimited budget where you could just go bananas on some of these varietals these guys are picking up.
No doubt, man. And here's another thing, guys. If you are a wine connoisseur, as we are, I mean, we suggest that trip to Napa, man. If you've never been, Craig's from California. We just talked about you were at a wine event this weekend.
Yeah, it was the Lodi Wine and Chocolate Festival. It's 50 vineyards for $55.
Wow.
So you get to go there. It's a kind of a bar hop, but for vineyards.
Yes.
Yeah, by Vineyard 7, hurting. Yeah.
So as bad as these guys look when they were riding on the floating banana with Dwayne Wade and LeBron and company, they apparently also got into some fine grapes when they're on the whether every hotel they're at, they go to Napa. But yeah, look, if you're not into wine yet, some guys as you get older you get into it, and girls, but it's fantastic. So enjoy.
As a matter of fact, two NBA coaches who are really big on the wine of Greg Popovich,
yes,
and our own Mike Budenholzer.
Right.
Hey, was it a good idea to let Larry Nassar take a private jet ride to the place he'll call home for the next 60 years, the high-security federal prison in Tucson?
Well, they're afraid it was going to be like, I don't know, like a zombie movie, like they were going to attack the convoy, so they had to put him in a plane. I guess, you know, good. Too bad they didn't just drop him out of the plane.
Yeah, it reminds me.
Would save everybody some time and aggravation.
It reminds me of Con Air a little bit, although he was the only passenger. Yeah, think about this. You're spending the next, well, you're spending... Okay, your life's over in jail, and you get driven there or taken there in a private jet. Tax money at work? No, man.
I don't know. Was Cyrus the virus on the plane, or he had the whole thing to himself?
They should have made him ride a bike to the damn jails, what they should have did.
Anyway, so I say no man on that. They should have put him in the bumpiest truck with the worst suspension and let him ride all the way to Tucson.
All right, here's a weird one for you. A Texas A&M tennis player lost a match and appeared to spit in his hand as the winner met him for the customary handshake.
Ooh.
Was that disrespectful?
Yeah, that's not right. Yeah, man, disrespectful.
Yeah, man, disrespectful. No, man, why are you spitting in your hand? I don't get that.
When
you were a kid, all right, spit on it. And then, you know, they just sealed the deal, you shake. But otherwise, it's a disrespect, ain't
would
it?
Would you popped him in the gut?
Yeah, if I saw it, and shook my hand.
Headbutt.
Yeah, or hit him with my racket, one or the other.
All right, we love to talk about old TV shows and movies that we liked back in the day. Here's a nugget for you. LeBron James announced today that he and his group will produce a reboot of the early 90s film franchise House Party.
Oh, no.
Are you looking forward to this?
No, man, you can't reboot that. The original with Martin as the DJ
Kid
with the bad
play.
Breath, Kid and Play. It was just, that's a classic.
Right.
I mean, that don't reboot that. Please don't try to attempt to reboot that.
I'm with you on that. That's one of my pet peeves. And now by the new thing we're doing now is we're taking the classic storylines, and now we're going to have an all-female cast. They're doing that now on everything, like started with Ghostbusters.
Uh-huh.
But, no, let's not revisit that. And if you're going to do it, just do it right. Remember Rollerball? It still irks me they redid
that.
Yeah,
man.
So, no, man.
Well, a TV reboot is coming supposedly to the cast of Martin. Martin Lawrence, Tisha Campbell-Martin, and Tashina Arnold were recently seen leaving an L.A. restaurant. However, Carl Anthony Payne, who played Cole, wasn't around, leading to speculation he won't be involved. Is it a good idea, if you remember the show, to exclude Cole?
I'll tell you this, and I'm not a fan of it. Roseanne just came back.
Mm-hmm.
They have the entire cast intact. For those who are old enough to remember how big Roseanne was in the 90s, and basically the show was off air for many, many years, and they brought the entire cast back. Now, I don't know how it's going to do. But if you're going to do it, you got to do it like that. You got to bring back all the original members, if they're still around, and do the show like it was, if you're going to bring it back.
What he said.
Yeah, man.
And that'll wrap it up for today's edition.
Yeah,
man.
All right, by the way,
no,
a couple guys are asking us, since we are great people, what do you like? Like I said, you guys find what you like. Now, you know, the joke is the movie Sideways, it came out about, 14 years ago with Paul Giamatti?
Good movie.
And the joke was, I'm not drinking any blanket Merlot, and Merlot sales actually tanked, and Pinot Noir sales went through the roof. But there's so many great regions, there's even wine growers here in Georgia. So you like what you like, but if you want to know, it's a Bruno Giacosa Gaia Barbaresco for me.
You go up, go up to the mountain areas as you're making your way up to North Georgia, and there's a lot of vineyards up there. We've done that, and you're absolutely right, Mike. I think there's more places now than there's ever been. You know, it used to just be certain areas of the country. I mean, there's vineyards in Texas, there's in Florida. They're all over the place, to be honest with you. But if you're asking, you know, what you like, you've got to figure it out. your palate may be different than ours.
But that's the thing, man. Like, for you young guys in your 20s, you young bucks in your 20s, Carl, as you're getting your start on, when you go out and you first off find a mid-price wine. Nowadays with the internet, that's the thing. When we were kids, it was a great mystery. You get the wine list, like a phone book. You have no idea what you're doing.
Yeah.
Now you can do a little research and get the notes to tell you what the thing tastes like a little bit, and then pick your own.
Great point, man. AT, good job. Yeah, man. No, man. We'll continue to do that on a daily basis, guys. It seems to be a lot of people taking it. And liking it. That's cool. Hey, we're coming back. Falcons report. We're going to get into free agency being a month away. Who do you think we should keep? I'm talking about the unrestricted free agents. Maybe we keep them all. I doubt it. We'll talk about that coming up in 10 minutes here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Define irony. Bunch of idiots dancing on a plane to a song made famous by a band that died in a plane crash.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.